Audio presents The Moon and More by Sarah Dessen, read by Ali Gallerani. Chapter 1. Here they come. Or I promise you, we'll turn right around and go back to Patterson, the woman behind the wheel of the burgundy minivan was shouting as it pulled up beside me. She had her head turned towards the back seat, where I could see three kids, two boys and a girl, staring back at her. A vein in her neck was bulging, looking not unlike the interstate, thick and unmissable, on the map held by the man in the passenger seat beside her. I am serious. I have had it. The kids didn't say anything. After a moment of glaring at them, she turned to look at me. She had on big sunglasses with bedazzled frames. A large fountain drink, the straw tinged with lipstick, was parked between her legs. "Welcome to the beach," I said to her in my best Colby Realty employee voice. "May I..." "The directions on your website are garbage," she informed me. Behind her, I saw one of the kids frog punch another, who emitted a stifled shriek. "We've gotten lost three times since getting off the interstate." "I'm so sorry to hear that," I replied. "If you'd like to give me your name, I'll grab you your keys and get you on the way to your rental." "Webster," she told me. I turned, reaching into the small rattan bin that held all the envelopes for that day's check-ins. Miller, Tubman, Simone, Wallace, Webster. "Heron's Call," I read off the envelope before opening it to make sure the keys were both in it. "That's a great property."